Part 3. The Demographic Challenge. Chapter 7. Global Population Dynamics. Though the world's population growth rate has declined, any complacency about global population growth would be misplaced. The global population continues to increase by large numbers, and in the regions least able to ensure the health, stability, and prosperity of the population. Nonetheless, most mainstream economics now gives a pretty big yawn about the issue. Here is how The Economist magazine, the world's authoritative economics weekly, recently dismissed concerns about population growth. There doesn't seem to be much danger of a Malthusian catastrophe. Mankind appropriates about a quarter of what is known as the net primary production of the Earth. This is the plant tissue created by photosynthesis. A lot, but hardly near the point of exhaustion. Raw materials have become more abundant, not scarcer. Certainly, the impact that people have on the climate is a problem, but the solution lies in consuming fossil fuel, not in manipulating population levels. Yet we need to worry about population growth and take global public actions to address it. Here's what I shall argue. The world's population growth remains far too rapid. Resource scarcity is very real, especially regarding the impact of rising populations on the Earth's ecosystems and biodiversity. The rapid growth of populations in the poorest countries hinders economic development, condemns children in poor countries to continued poverty, and threatens global political stability. Public policies can play an important and salutary role in assisting poor households to achieve a voluntary reduction of fertility rates. Fortunately, if today's high-fertility countries, especially in Africa, can follow the successful lessons of countries that have reduced population growth in the recent past, and if they are helped with increased assistance in that effort by international agencies, these countries can achieve a rapid and voluntary reduction in fertility, much to the benefit of economic development, the next generation, and global security. The world should embrace a set of policies to help stabilize the global population through voluntary choices at a population of roughly 8 billion people, rather than the current trajectory, which is likely to take us to 9 billion or more by 2050. This may seem like a modest difference, but the consequences would be large, especially since the population control would come mainly in the world's poorest places. The debate over population. Economists tend to be divided into three camps. Population optimists, who say that today's population growth is good for development, or is at least neutral. Population pessimists, who say that population growth has already gone too far to avoid disaster. And those, including myself, who believe in the importance of spurring the demographic transition to lower fertility rates in the poorest countries. Population optimists maintain that there are no real bounds to the Earth's population because technology can and will keep ahead of the curve. One variant of this optimism is associated with the ideas of economists Simon Kuznets and Michael Kramer, who have argued that a larger global population will tend to bring about the very technological advances that are needed to sustain that larger population. From their viewpoint, an important part of economic advance comes from the scientific and technological discoveries of geniuses in society. These extraordinary individuals represent a small but relatively constant proportion of the population. Therefore, a world of 1 billion people will tend to be populated by 10 times the geniuses of a world of 100 million people. Kuznets, Kramer, and other economists argue that the overall rate of economic progress depends not on the number of geniuses per million population, which is fixed, but on the total number of geniuses at any time, since each good idea that a genius brings forward can be adopted by the entire population. As we've noted earlier, ideas are non-rival in that the use of the idea by one person does not diminish the ability of others to use the idea as well. Therefore, a population of 1 billion people will generate a lot more brilliant ideas and technological advance than a population of 100 million. If this is true, a larger population will experience faster growth than a smaller population. The very takeoff of modern economic growth, for example, might have been triggered by the fact that the world's population had gradually crept up to the 1 billion mark by 1830, finally enough to trigger a worldwide technological revolution.